I'd like to turn the conference over to our host, Ms. Emily James. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Welcome to today's press call to discuss the NCAA Division II Committee on Infractions decision regarding the Chapman State College. As members of the media, you should receive the report and link to the press release and public report, which contains the details of this case. This information can also be found at ncaa.org. The Committee on Infractions is an independent group comprised of representatives across the NCAA membership and the public. Members of the committee who reviewed this case include Douglas Blythe, faculty athletics representative, Southern New Hampshire University, Larry Bloomberg, professor emeritus of mathematics and statistical at Washburn University, Topeka, John Paul Bradshaw, second attorney, Julie Rochester, chair and faculty athletics representative, associate professor, Northern Michigan University, Harry Snyder, associate director of athletics, East Strasburg University of Pennsylvania, Harry Simpson, athletics director, assistant athletics director of compliance, Kentucky State University. Julie will now discuss the findings and decisions of the infractions committee. Following her opening comments, she will take questions. Julie, over to you.
Thank you. The Committee on Infractions report details the findings and penalties in this case. Our comments today are designed to address your questions, however, the report stands on its own merits. Chadron State College did not exercise control over its athletics department, and the former head football coach did not follow NCAA ethical conduct rules. The former head football coach maintained outside bank accounts for the football program, provided extra benefits to student athletes, and provided false or misleading information during interviews with the school. Additionally, a football student athlete was allowed to compete while ineligible. The school did not ensure that all coaches signed their squad lists before the team's first game, and some coaches did not record countable practice hours for student athletes. Penalties, including those self-imposed by the university, include 3 years of probation, a vacation of wins in which a student athlete competed while ineligible, and recruiting restrictions, a 2-year show cause order for the former head coach and the athletics director. In 2009, the former head coach opened an external bank account for proceeds from the football program's golf tournament without the permission of the college president. He used this account for both football-related expenses, such as recruiting trips and personal expenses, including paying for a traffic ticket and other unknown uses. The former coach also maintained 2 other outside bank accounts to pay concession workers and for recruiting expenses. When asked, the former head coach did not reveal the location of the golf tournament money and the existence of the outside bank accounts. Former athletic director attended the football fundraisers but failed to monitor and adequately track approximately $30,000 raised by the golf tournaments. The former athletic director and former head coach were not aware that an outside account could lead to NCAA violations, and the absence of a rules education program contributed to these violations. The former head coach gave $250 from the external account to 2 student athletes. On one occasion, the former head coach gave a student athlete $150 to settle a school bill. On another occasion, the former head coach provided $100 to a student athlete so he could purchase health insurance. As a longtime NCAA coach, the committee found that the former head coach knowingly violated the basic tenet of amateurism by providing money to student athletes. The former head coach did not follow NCAA ethical conduct rules when he provided false or misleading information to the school about the existence of 2 of the 3 outside bank accounts and gave money to student athletes when he knew it was against NCAA rules. Because the former athletics director and the school did not monitor the creation or the use of outside bank accounts, its lack of a rules education program, and the absence of a system for monitoring athletics department operations, Chadron State lacked institutional control. The penalties in this case include public reprimand and censure, 3 years of probation from November 6, 2013 through November 5, 2016. A $5,000 fine, a vacation of results for the football program for the 2011 and 2012 football seasons. The public report contains further details regarding this. a 2-year show cause order for the former head coach. During this period, the committee restricts athletically related duties of the former head coach and his current NCAA school as detailed by his current employing school. The public report again contains further details. A 2-year show cause order for the former director of athletics. During this period, the committee restricts athletically related duties of the former director of athletics should he be employed by an NCAA school. A reduction of paid official visits by 15 for the football program, so from 75 down to 60 for the 2013-2014 academic year, which was self-imposed by the school. Withholding of one full-time coach from recruiting off-campus for the spring and fall 2013 recruiting periods, which was self-imposed by the school. An external audit of the school's athletic program will be conducted, which was also self-imposed by the school. This concludes my opening remarks.
Thank you, Julie. Operator, can you please explain how reporters can indicate they would like to ask a question?
Certainly. And please press star then one. Star one for reporters to ask questions. And we'll go to the line of Eric Olson with the Associated Press.
Yes, could you explain the show cause penalty? Is that where you basically have to have a school that wants to hire one of the two men explain why they should be hired?
Well, the show cause is for the head coach. The violations that occurred and the sanctions that are in place for him are going to continue for that extended period of time for the show cause. So he has to continue to, he's still under those sanctions for a 2-year period. And then for the former athletic director, should he decide that, or should he get hired at an NCAA institution, then he will have to actually face the Committee on Infractions for sanctions.
And once again, it's star one for questions.
Seeing no other questions, that concludes our comments for today. Thank you for joining us. A recording of this teleconference will be available in the near future at ncaa.org.
And ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude your conference for today. Thank you for your participation in using AT&T Executive Teleconference. You may now disconnect.